Chapter 13. Deciphering the Message. Dune headed for home, and Lina went in the opposite direction across Harkin Square. The little group of believers had gone, but the protesters with their signs continued to pace back and forth. A few of them were still shaking their fists in the air and yelling, but most of them tramped silently, looking tired and discouraged. Lina felt a bit that way, too. Once Dune said he'd seen a door, she was sure that the door he'd found and the door in the instructions were the same. She had had such hopes for that door in the pipeworks, but hoping so hard had made her jump to conclusions. She'd gone a little too fast. She always went fast. Sometimes it was a good thing, and sometimes not. Now Dune thought the instructions were nothing important after all. She didn't want him to be right. She didn't believe he was, even now. But her thoughts felt like a mess of tangled yarn. She needed someone wise and sensible to help her sort things out. She headed for Gloam Street. Though it was nearly 6 o'clock, she found Clary still in her workroom at the far end of Greenhouse 1. It was a small, crowded room. Pots and trowels cluttered a high table at one end. Above the table were shelves full of bottles of seeds and boxes of string, wire, and various kinds of powders. Clary's desk was a rickety table, littered with scraps of paper, all of them covered with notes in her neat, round handwriting. Two rickety chairs went with the rickety table, one on each side. Lina sat down, facing Clary.
"I have to tell you some important things," she said, "and they're all secret."
All right, said Clary. I can keep secrets.
She was wearing a patched shirt that had faded from blue to gray. Her short brown hair was tucked behind her ears, and a bit of leaf clung to it on the right-hand side. She folded her arms in front of her on the desk. She looked square and solid.
"The first thing is," Lina began, "that I found the instructions, but Poppy had chewed them up."
"The instructions," said Clary. "I'm not familiar with them."
Lina explained. She went on to explain everything. How she'd shown the instructions to Dune. What they had figured out. How he'd searched the pipeworks and found the door. And what he'd seen when he opened the door. Clary made an unhappy sound and shook her head.
"This is very bad," she said. "And sad, too. I remember when the mayor was first starting out. He has always been foolish, but not always wicked. I'm sorry to know that the worst side of him has won out."
Clary's dark brown eyes seemed to grow deeper and sadder.
"There is so much darkness in Ember, Lina. It's not just outside. It's inside us, too. Everyone has some darkness inside. It's like a hungry creature. It wants and wants and wants with a terrible power. And the more you give it, the bigger and hungrier it gets."
Lina knew. She had felt it in Looper's shop as she hovered over the colored pencils. For a moment, she felt sorry for the mayor. His hunger had grown so big it could never be satisfied. His huge body couldn't contain it. It made him forget everything else. Clary let out a long breath, and a few of the scraps of paper on her desk fluttered. She ran her fingers through her hair, felt the bit of leaf, and plucked it out. Then she said,
"About these instructions."
"Oh, yes," said Lina. "They might be important, or they might not be. I don't know anymore."
"I'd like to see them, if you'd let me."
"Of course you can see them, but you'll have to come home with me."
"I'll come now, if that's all right," said Clary. "There's plenty of time before lights out."
Lina led Clary up the stairs and into her new bedroom at Mrs. Murdo's.
"Nice room," Clary said, looking around with interest. "And I see you have a sprout."
"A what?" said Lina.
"Ear bean," said Clary, pointing at the little pot of dirt on the windowsill.
Lina bent to see what Clary was talking about. Sure enough, the dirt was heaving up a little. She touched the pushed-up part, brushed away the dirt, and discovered a pale green loop. It looked like a neck, as if a creature in the bean were trying to escape, but hadn't yet managed to pull its head out. Of course, she already knew that plants grew from seeds, but to have put that flat white bean in the dirt, to have almost forgotten about it, and now to see it forcing its way up into the air.
"It's doing it," she said. "It's coming to life."
Clary nodded, smiling.
"Still amazes me every time I see it," she said.
Lina brought out the instructions, and Clary sat down at the table to study them. She puzzled over the patchwork of scraps for a long time, tracing the lines with her finger, murmuring the parts of words.
"What you've figured out so far seems right to me," she said. "I think Ip Ork must be Pipeworks, and Iverb NK must be Riverbank. So this bit must be down Riverbank. Then there's a big space here to edge. Edge of what, I wonder? And does it mean down riverbank as in walk alongside the river?"
"Yes, I think so," Lina said.
"Or does it mean go down the riverbank itself, down the bank toward the water? Maybe edge means edge of the water."
"It couldn't mean that. The bank goes straight down like a wall. You couldn't go down to the edge of the water, you'd fall in."
Lina pictured the dark, swift water and shivered.
"This word," said Clary, putting a finger on the paper. "Maybe it isn't edge. Maybe it's something else. It could be hedge or pledge. Those don't make much sense. But it could be ledge or wedge."
Lina saw that Clary was no better at deciphering the puzzle than she was. She sighed and sat down on the end of her bed.
"It's hopeless," she said.
Clary straightened up quickly.
"Don't say that. This torn-up piece of paper is the most hopeful thing I've ever seen. Do you know what this word is?"
She pointed to the word at the top of the paper, Eggers.
"Someone's name, isn't it? The title would be Instructions for Eggerston, or maybe Eggersman, or something like that. The person the instructions were for."
"I don't think so," said Clary. "If you add an S to this word, right where this tear in the paper is, you get egress. Do you know what that means?"
"No," said Lina.
"It means the way out. It means the exit. The title of this document is Instructions for Egress.